Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.
This is another edition of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff. A packed episode. We took a visit to River Roast, which is on the river, and we just kind of hung out, Mike, and tried some of their great food and got a good idea of the restaurant, and the food was fantastic at River Roast.
Food was amazing. I wasn't expecting to get to try food, and they just brought out these amazing appetizers that we tried out. Did you have a favorite?
Yeah, the mussels. The mussels in kind of this red sauce, they were perfect. We had mussels, we had, there was like a dip, I believe we had.
Yeah, there was like a spinach artichoke dip, and the little fried chicken with honey.
Oh, yes.
Oh, those little, I think they call them gobbets, and they were delicious.
They were outstanding. It's a very cool space. Right on the river. So we got a good look at River Roast. We also went to the United Center for their media preview day, which is they kind of just show you around new stuff at the arena, and there was some food, and we got a chance to look at the new sportsbook lounge, which was very cool. It's two stories. You currently can't place a wager. They're waiting for approval from the Illinois Gaming Board, but it's going to be a great spot to just hang out if you're going to a Bulls or Blackhawks game or whatever the event might be. Ton of, I shouldn't even call them TVs. It's like a giant 1,300 square foot video screen.
Giant immersive monitors.
Yeah, you're going to love it. A couple of bars in there as well. So
comfy seats.
Comfy seats. You can post up before game
and grade
game for a little bit. And the food was good. There was a Wagyu hot dog they have, Italian beefs. There's pizza. They even had some scallops for us, which I thought was
very
good.
They had some scallops. They had some seared ahi tuna.
Yeah,
some cocktails.
Yeah, so if you're going to a Bulls or a Hawks game, check it out. It's a cool little new space they have over at the United Center. Let's start with our conversation with the fine folks over at River Roast. All right, we are live at River Roast, which is at LaSalle, and you guessed it, on the river, hence the name. We were Jay Schuster, managing partner of River Roast. First of all, thanks for having us. This is my first time I've been here. Incredible space you guys have.
Thank you. We're excited to have you guys here today. Wish it were a little more patio friendly, but still nice and cozy inside today.
So let's start with the patio, because any location on our river walk here, if we want to call it the river walk, in the summer, it's just an amazing atmosphere. Whether we're on the other side, the south side of the river walk here, or the restaurants that line the north side of the river, it seems to always be packed, because it's incredible. You're sitting on the patio and you're in the heart of downtown Chicago.
Yeah, we're really fortunate with our location and kind of the timing. We're River Roast. We're just turned 8 years old. The Riverwalk proper just turned 6 years old, so it really coincided with, gave us about a year to kind of get our foot under us, and then it's just exploded. I mean, it is, I don't know what to say other than amazing.
Well, I think for people who don't live downtown, some might not realize how great the Riverwalk, like what it's turned into. You know, I've heard it referred to as our second lakefront or second waterfront, and it is, because it's just packed all the time, and it feels like it's continuing to grow, the entire Riverwalk scene.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. When I first moved here 20 plus years ago, you wouldn't even imagine coming by the river, but now to see it, and you'll see on a nice day, our patio will be packed. Across the way it'll be packed, next door, everywhere. Like, people from not only Chicago are dying to get in here, but we're really fortunate because we get people from literally all around the world. And probably my favorite part about being here is we talk about it, especially on weekends, holidays, throughout the summer, but we just had marathon weekend, and we end pre-shift every day with, hey, this is probably half the people coming in today, their only time they're going to be in Chicago, and they chose to come to River Roast, and they're going to remember this meal the rest of their life. So let's make sure it's a good memory.
How would you describe the interior, and I guess just the entire thought process and design of River Roast?
Well, the basis of River Roasts and the menu really comes from roasting, like a British roast house, and then blending that with the Midwest. So we kind of have that cozy feel that you'd get at a British pub, but we get all this amazing scenery with being right on the river, that natural light. So it's very comfortable. It's, you know, just as comfortable for family to come in as it is for a first date, wedding, anniversaries.
I was going to say, like, for as much as your patio is incredible and packed in the summer, just when you get in here, it very much feels like a fall, winter, comfort foods type spot. I know the chicken here, obviously, is a signature dish for you guys. Did I read it's cold smoked first before you guys do anything with it?
Yeah, it's actually a three-day process. So, you know, the first thing, we'll get it in, we'll cure it, put it in the freezer overnight, jam it up with all the spices seasoning. Then second day, we'll cold smoke it, put it back in the fridge so that it's ready to go. And then we are fortunate, we're a restaurant, we have a combination oven that most people can't have in their homes. So we're able to cook it within a half hour. And, you know, unfortunately, like most restaurants, we had to close down during the pandemic. I forgot how much I missed the chicken. Like, I knew I loved it, and then I had it again, and so if somebody gets a to-go chicken, we have recipe cards that go with it to make soup the next day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I can't cook at all, but I can make chicken soup because the team here has already done all the hard work, so you get to enjoy that first day. Then you take home the bones and some of the extra meat. Makes an amazing broth, and especially we're rolling into that time of year where soup season, you know.
Comfort food season. Mike, I know you've been scouting the menu.
I have been scouting the menu, and I saw that a new deal started this month where you're pairing burgers with craft beers in the area. So kind of tell us a little bit about how that came together, the deal this month, and what people can look forward to in coming months.
As we patio season winds down, it gives us a little more opportunity to be creative and do some fun things. And the burger has been our top selling item all summer. So we're not going to change that. But we want to do some extra things. So it gives Chef a chance to be creative, not only with the burger, but with a starter. So this month we paired with Maplewood Brewery. I like alliteration, so initially I was like, oh, we'll do Maplewood Mondays. But it's been really successful, and we're looking to do a different local brewery each month of the year. Focus on Mondays, just, you know, we're still in this weird work from home where Monday seems to be a good work from home day. So, but we get a lot of people that actually work at the bar. They'll bring their laptops in. Burger beer, they don't have to worry too much, so it's been really successful so far.
I think I'm going to be one of those guys that brings his laptop to the bar. Just kind of touching back, whenever I'm along the Riverwalk here or on one of the bridges, I always say the river is undefeated. And when you see photos taken, whether it's on Instagram or professional photos, this building is in those photos a lot of times, and I know it's a historic building. Kind of explain more about that to our listeners.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. So we're in the Reed Murdoch building, which has been around for long enough to probably most famous for the Easton disaster, where it was a makeshift morgue. Most people that have been around in Chicago for a while know it as traffic court. I can't remember the last day where we hosted an event, and somebody that probably hasn't been downtown in many years is like, this used to be traffic court. And I get a history lesson every day from whether it's our guests or the, like you say, the river's undefeated. We get the architecture boat tour coming by. So we've learned a lot about the building just from being here for so long.
You mentioned the work from home crowd. I've actually talked to a restaurant owner recently who said it's actually, you know, a lot of people who might just come down for Tuesday, Wednesday are going out more than they traditionally would have, because in the past you're downtown every day, you just want to go home. Now people are like, well, we're downtown Tuesday and Wednesday, we might as well take advantage of that. Have you noticed that at all?
Yeah, it's definitely a different cadence than what we've seen pre-pandemic, but the beauty is just trying to adapt from that. And so one of the things we just recently implemented as well is bringing back live music for Thursday happy hours, so 5 to 7. Nothing over the top, just, you know, one person with a guitar singing, but it is definitely something we've noticed primarily, yeah, like you said, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, more people tend to be downtown, and we definitely notice it.
What is the happy hour situation here? What do you guys got going on, besides the live music you mentioned?
Yeah, well, Monday.
We've got food coming in right now, so all of our eyes are like, we're all getting a little distracted here with this incredible looking food. I think I see mussels here. I see some fried chicken. What else do we have here?
So we also have spinach and artichoke chip, perfect for this time of year. The shrimp and crab toast, number one selling appetizer. Doesn't matter whether it's July or December. Like, it's so easy. Everybody loves it. Of course, our golden gobbets, which I always call fancy chicken nuggets. But and then, of course, the mussels, which we're talking about happy hour. So in the summer, we really focus on, we do a rosé and oyster feature in the summer. But as we shift to fall, we go back to some comfort food. So we do a beer and mussels special during happy hour. But we always have specialty cocktail. This month, we're doing old-fashioned feature on our cocktail menu. So old-fashioned is our featured happy hour drink. Then we're in the Midwest, so we always have Miller Lite cans for $3.
You know the way to my heart.
Yeah. It's like you knew Kevin was coming.
That's my go-to, man. That's my go-to. Well, this food looks incredible. You mentioned the wedding space, and I know this is obviously the location alone and the service you guys have and everything makes it an ideal wedding spot, but just talk about your wedding venue and what you guys provide there.
Yeah, well, we're not only a restaurant, but an event space, so we average 80 to 100 weddings a year. You know, during the pandemic, when there are all these restrictions, brides did not care. We were still having weddings. We called them footloose weddings because we couldn't do dancing. But we've had it for 8 years now of all these weddings. And it's been amazing, not only because the location's great. We're an actual restaurant, so we're not bringing food in. Like, we have a team that is well-versed in how we're going to produce the food for that event. But it's been great synergy between the restaurant and the event space, where we've had so many engagements right on the patio, and then they immediately like, hey.
Seems like a good spot.
Yeah. So, and we've had, I mean, you do the math, 80 weddings plus times 8 years. We have a lot of anniversaries almost every night of the week. We have guests that not only celebrating their anniversaries, but they got married here. So that's really special as well. And then just the guests that, oh, I didn't realize you're a restaurant as well. That I can't tell you how many times, you know, just doing table touch and like, oh, have you been to River Roast? Like, oh, I was at a wedding here last month and I saw that chicken go out and I was like, we got to come back here. So,
Jay Schuster, managing partner at River Roast. Anything else you want to add? Anything else? Anything people should know? It's a perfect time of the year to come here. Just looking at this food, this is like ultimate comfort food.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty here. Is yes, we have this amazing patio that stays packed all summer, but this is really my favorite time of year because, A, I'm partial to the fall flavors, so Chef is able to do some seasonal updates. But it just feels warm and comfortable in here. The food is perfect, not only coming in, enjoy with the family, but some nights I just don't feel like cooking. And like, all right, I got to get that chicken, that mac and cheese. You know, Brussels sprouts are coming back in the season, so.
Jay, we can't thank you enough for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you again. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you to the fine folks over at River Roast. And did anything stand out to you at the United Center, Mike, during our tour, the food that we were able to try there?
Those ham croquettes are amazing.
Get a chance to try
There's
those.
Like, they're cheesy. They call them jamon croquettes, and they were fantastic. So, like, they kind of featured a bunch of stuff from the Kettle One Club. The sports book itself has a lot of great food. Yeah. And then some stuff from Queenie's. And Queenie's, man, that is an underrated spot if you like some fine dining.
Yeah, it's a supper club, which is attached to the atrium that they built at the United Center on the east side of the arena. And if you're looking for a good pregame meal, Queenie's is a good spot. You can get steak, prime rib, everything you'd expect at a nice supper club. And it's a cool atmosphere in there as well.
They also had these things called the Dashery, which it's basically this kind of Amazon-powered. It's on the 200 levels. There's two of them on like the different corners of the United Center where you can walk in, pick up a beer, some snacks, walk right out. It's a whole cool system.
It is nice and convenient. You're in and out of there. You grab a beer in no time. How was your weekend, by the way, Mike? You went to Quad Cities. Did you have anything good?
I did. We one of our regular pickups there is Arthur's Deli, which the bread of this place is it's like eating into it, like biting into a cloud, basically. Fantastic deli stuff. And the tried and true of the Quad Cities, which is Whitey's Ice Cream. And my wife's dad always says, you know, it's definitely the butterfat. And I'm like, yes, it does taste like special. I had this ice cream they called Trick or Treat that had Reese's in it, Butterfinger, mini M&Ms, all mixed into a shake. And woof.
That sounds great. Did you say butterfat was in there?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, oh yeah, they don't mess around at Whitey's. And my wife had this pumpkin pie shake that like she adds what they call Graham Central Station, which is like kind of graham cracker pie crust in the shake with pumpkin flavor and everything, and added pecans and whipped cream. So we're actually going back, and I'm gonna have to try more. I have to.
Wow. All right. Well, sounds like it was a good weekend. We had a ton of fun to River Roast. I can't recommend that spot enough. It's just a great location. In the summertime, it's packed because they have a patio on the river. And then when you get in there, it does feel like a comfort food type spot. So it's a good spot.
Yeah, you get comfy so fast.
You do. It's very good. Check out River Roast. And that was it. That was another fun episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell for Mike Piff. Thank you for listening to Chicago's Very Own Eats.